been a huge week with Tanya and Steve. One in which Steve received a letter from overseas, which he wanted Tanya to read and interpret live on air.
Mesut vo talk, met het kier te teke. And vekis.
Oh!
Start off Onan. Are you kidding me? You're a naughty boy.
What's happened?
Steve's been speeding again.
This time in Holland.
I was going to say, this time overseas.
Do I pay it?
Did you read down the bottom where it says mere informati? Oh, hot. Basically, it's saying that if you think you're ever going to come back into the country and see your kids again, you better pay this fine.
I'm more concerned that obviously the head of transport over there is the Swedish chef.
EP Nikki has moved out of the nest and into her first home, and Tanya and Steve have taken it upon themselves to be surrogate parents and to give us some sound life advice.
When you wash your sheets, should you put them in the dryer or should you dry them out on a hanger?
Oh, no, well, that's not... No, you'd see, we'll disagree here.
I like sunshine in my sheets and unicorns in my bed. So...
Oh, okay.
Oh, I was completely different. Who washes sheets?
Sunshine and unicorns are in Tanya's sheets.
I'm with you, Steve. And look, I actually thought that was a fair question, but it was this one from EP Nikki that spawned a brand new segment with Tanya and Steve.
Okay, just a general question. How often should you check your letterbox?
Every day.
Every day, you idiot.
The segment that Tanya and Steve launched off the back of that question was this.
Stupid is what stupid does, sir.
I'm with stupid.
And we wanted you to dob in yourself or someone you know who has done or said something stupid. Let's hear some examples with Tanya and Steve.
John, tell us a stupid story.
I had my daughter go overseas to live in England for a little while, and she rang up and she said, she was living in a terrace house. She said, there's two things dumb over here in England. She said, you have to pay for internet. It just doesn't come through like an outhouse in the air.
Oh, John.
Oh. I said, unless you're living in McDonald's, that's going to happen, really.
Janelle, I've seen the title. I'm curious of this one, Janelle.
Yeah, my daughter actually posted it on Facebook. She said, what's the name of the boat in the movie Titanic?
Jeremy, you lucky last. Wrap it up for us.
My darling wife, we live on acreage, and you put the wheelie bin on the tow bar and you take it up to the road. She forgot she put it on there, and she drove all the way into town. Everyone's tooting and waving. She thought she was so popular.
Come awesome. On, Jeremy, what's your wife's name?
Christy.
You win, Christy.
Staying on the whole stupid theme, Tanya and Steve had a taste test in studio this week. Yes, another one. And the food in question was spicy chicken wing twisties. And during the eating of said food, Tanya noticed something stupid Steve was doing.
That was an interesting way of eating a twisty.
Mm.
You're like the dog that tries to get through the bars with a stick that's too big. He put his twisty in sideways. Didn't know your mouth could open that wide.
Oh, yeah, babe.
Yeah, that was attractive.
Can I just show you the right way to eat a twisty? When you get a long twisty,
yeah.
It kind of goes that way.
On my house.
Like, it goes in that way.
Nah.
You put yours in sideways.
Yeah.
So with that.
Because you put it in like right. Actually, I've got to find a longer one. You do like, and then you push it in.
Oh, and then...
Right.
It did not look good.
And then you get the flavour explosion.
Right. Mm. I think you need a little bit of etiquette schooling.
You shouldn't see me get into the laundry with a broom handle. That's for ages.
The Block is back, and it's causing controversy, so to celebrate one of our favourite TV shows, Tanya and Steve are leaving the studio soon to block your street. What we'll do is we'll bring the show, the brekkie, the coffee, $2,000 cash to give away, plus Block stars Hayden and Sarah, which Tanya and Steve wanted to confirm would still attend with Block host Shelley Craft.
Well, I guess we've got to ask Shelley Craft whether Hayden and Sarah will be divorced or whether they'll turn up for our Block the Street party. Shelley?
No blocking way. They'll be there with Bill.
Honestly, I know. I think Shelley's the queen of the managed to fit blocking in everywhere. She can kill it. She's the queen of this. Even at home, I'm sure you do. They're like, Mom!
She's blocked, I
said. I'm telling you, she's so good.
And And finally, let's finish by listening to one of the weirdest stories I've ever heard Tanya or Steve tell. And to hear it, we need to open the door to the psychologist's office and have a good old lie down on the counselling couch. Okay, are we all comfortable? Time to let out some feelings after Tanya told Steve that South's making the real NRL grand final brings back some childhood trauma.
This is a really awkward time of year for me, you know that. Just brings back bad memories of when my father chose to carry a little boy around his lap of honour winning the South's grand final instead of his daughter.
A strange boy.
Yeah.
Who was it?
I don't know, some kid he picked up when they won the grand final.
And where was Tanya when Dad won the grand final?
In front of him.
In front of him,
with pigtails.
Yeah.
It's about four. Chose to pick the other bloke up.
When he was doing the lap of honour with a strange boy on his shoulder, did you still follow him around?
I did, running, crying, until I fell over.
Oh, right. Oh.
And was trampled by the...
The rest of the team.
Yeah.
The rest of the team.
Who were carrying their children.
What about when they dropped the shield on your head? That hurt.
That really did hurt.
Good times, Ryan.
Oh, good times.
I like starting a Monday show and talking about Tanya's childhood. Nothing I enjoy more.
No, congratulations, Souths, for getting through to the grand final.
Oh, okay.
Tell you what, I think the tip is if you're a player, grab your own child. Because it can scar you for many, many years if you don't.
Good to hear that Tanya's over that one. That was Risey's Rewind.
Trade in and save. Get the car you really want from Glendale Mazda.
KOFM's Tanya and Steve for breakfast.